Hey, it's David Kaye, voice of Beast Wars Megatron and TFA Optimus. You're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network. Transform and roll out.
You're listening to All Things Transformers, version 2.0. Transformers!
I don't care who you are, if you breathe a word of what you've seen here, you will do time for treason. Do you understand me?
Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers version 2.0, episode 12. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and joining me as always is...
TFG and Mike. Holy crap, two episodes of All Things Transformers in almost 1 week. Wow.
Yes, but also a triple shot of TF Prime.
Yeah. Yes. So what have you been up to?
More auditioning for stuff, more toying with a certain site that I can't name yet. Hopefully soon I'll be able to announce it and everything. But other than that, just doing those two things and been watching a crapload of Star Trek The Next Generation on Netflix since I figured out if you get past, you know, like shows that have over 100 episodes in them, they only show the first 100, and then if you get to a certain point in the series, like, say, season 4 or 5, the season 6 and 7 start appearing the rest of the way. So I can actually watch all the episodes, because now I'm getting into the good shit from season 5, 6, and 7.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yes. And let's see, what have I been doing? I've actually been making a bunch of videos. I'm trying to get myself, like, right at, I think I'm at 197 videos on YouTube. My 200th video is going to be something very special, but I've been putting videos up. I've been putting TAP video versions, basically the audio podcast versions, but put to, you know, photo mashups, video, you know, montage type of stuff. I've been doing that. What else? Actually got a new Puggle Former in from Cali. I'll talk about that a little bit later because it is Transformers Prime related. Actually got some good news. Something that you and Michael wouldn't let me tell you when we recorded TAP the other night. Michael kept interrupting me. I think the end of this month, beginning of next month, I will actually be moving to the best apartment in the building. So I will no longer be in this shithole of a first floor on the parking lot side apartment. I will be up on the second floor again in an apartment that pretty much has everything brand new. So
nice.
At least my quality of life is going to, because, you know, it's one of those things where someone, and I don't want to go too far with this, but I was in a pretty good place back in January and February. When they asked me to move over here, it just dislodged everything for me. So, but yeah, I'm pretty much getting the best apartment in the building. Very, very cool. So there's that. Just podcasting as usual, getting Geekcast Radio stuff done. That's pretty much all that's been going on with me.
Awesome.
Yep.
And with that, we'll jump into the news. And no, there'll be no separator this week because we only have four articles that are worth talking about. So we'll get right into it, starting with some Transformers animated news. Marcelo Mattier working on Transformers animated related stuff, and it's official. I guess he tweeted on Twitter. Yes, that's almost a tongue twister, saying just finished another TF animated stuff and it's official stuff. Yes. I wonder what it is.
I wonder what it is too.
I don't, you know, obviously it's not season four. So, I mean, maybe it's a comic thing. Maybe it's, I mean, obviously he has to do with comics. So, I mean,
yeah.
Maybe it's like a continuation, or maybe it's a comic form of season four instead of just reiterating season one, two, and three.
I think, let me look really quick here. I think he is one of the people that had something to do with the BotCon comic this year. The Stunticon BotCon comic, which I have in my hand. Of course, I can't find all the, you know, where it says illustrated, but yeah. I think he was the one that did something in the BotCon comic from this year's set, 2011 Stunticon set. It probably is comic related. As much as I love Transformers Animated now, and as much as it saddens me to have seen it gone and be canceled, people need to let it go. Derek J. Wyatt, Marty Eisenberg, Matt Youngberg, as far as I know from listening to things from them since the show ended, we're not getting that they would love to, but we're not getting season four in animation. They've pretty much said animated is done in animation. And I believe at BotCon they said this year that animated is done in toys as well, as far as I know. I believe they said that this was the last year that BotCon, or this was the only year that BotCon was going to use the animated molds for BotCon toys, whether we get any of the other ones, like the repaints of Blur and Waspinator and all that. As far as I know, they're done with animated. It's nice to see that this person, this comic person, whatever he's working on, is going to be doing stuff. That's great. But we're not getting season four in animation, people. Let it go. I don't mean to sound pessimistic about it, and I don't mean to sound negative, but it's the truth.
Well, it's true just in the sense that they're already in TF Prime. They're not going back.
Yep.
So, yeah, I can definitely see that. So, moving on, we're jumping into Dark of the Moon, which so far has done fairly well.
Until that dumbass British asshole wizard came
along. Yeah, Harry Plopper.
I would much rather have a Harry Plopper and Homer Simpson movie than any of these seven Harry Potter movies.
They aren't that bad. I mean, I can't bash them because they are decent and good movies. It's just that it's annoying to see a wizard with a wand beat out robots that could squish him like a bug.
I know. Oh, wow, that would be a really weird crossover. Transformers 4 featuring Harry Potter instead of Shia LaBeouf.
I wave my magic wand and poof,
crush.
Megatron appears.
Yeah. Epic fail on that one, so there you go.
Yup. And then something that I'm really, really excited about, the cover for Transformers Exiles has been revealed. This is the upcoming Alex Irvine book and sequel to Transformers Exodus. Transformers Exiles is out now on Amazon. Check it out on the news post on TFW, which we'll have in the in our post. Let's see, just a little blurb here. The epic battles between Optimus Prime and Megatron have long thrilled Transformers fans, but these two giants weren't always great leaders and bitter foes. This new novel continues the electrifying saga that started with Transformers Exodus, unveiling the origins of the conflict, the explosive events that unfolded before Optimus and Megatron arrived Earthside, forever altering the destiny of their kind. Yeah, I want this book now. I can't wait to get this.
Yeah, I'm not.
What was that snicker about?
It's not that I wouldn't read it. I probably would. I quite frankly don't care about any of the physical written form stuff anymore.
See, I do. Outside of the two BotCon comics I have and the Transformers Prime comic, what I really cannot read, and I'm sorry, it's more so to do with comic books in general than it is to do with Transformers comics specifically. I just can't read comic books. I would much rather read a prose novel like Exodus and Exiles than read comics.
I can see that. Just because comics end up usually fairly diluted and drawn out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, yeah. But I wouldn't probably read this in comic form anyway, but as for written form, I would read it, but I quite frankly don't have the time to sit there and read. I am, however, looking forward to the continuation in the form of the War for Cybertron 2 or whatever they're dubbing it.
Yeah.
And I know that this kind of takes place somewhere around that.
Yeah, as far as what I can tell is, obviously, at the end of Exodus, and for those of you who haven't read Exodus, either fast forward or stop this podcast. At the end of Exodus, they're about to leave Cybertron. They're blasting off for areas unknown. And according to what Exiles is saying is that the story that they're telling is the end of that, like right before they blast off, before they end up on Earth. So it's kind of like it's bridging from the first book to this one. As far as how it's going to tie into War for Cybertron 2, we can only speculate at this point, because I haven't, outside of the fact that I've heard that War for Cybertron 2 is coming, I haven't seen any news items about storyline or anything for the next game. And one of the reasons being is because High Moon Studios worked on Dark of the Moon. So,
yep. I have no clue. I wish that it would come out. I can't wait for it, but
yeah, I think it's coming out. I think it's coming out next year. I think. I don't know.
Only time will tell.
Yep.
Yes. And jumping to our last article, we have Beast Wars Season 2 and 3 announced for Shout Factory for the separate release, not in the complete series release. And for some reason, people are acting like it's such a, you know, new concept of, wow, Season 2 and 3 are in one set. If you bought the complete series set, you already knew this. And if you bought G1, they kind of did it with Season 3 and 4.
Yeah.
So it's not really a new concept. Why people are surprised it's in a one box, I don't know.
I think because people just remember the Rhino sets being 13 episodes, 2 discs each. The thing about G1 Season 3 and 4, it's technically Season 3 and Rebirth. I mean, Rebirth was it. That was what Season 4 was. I mean, there really is no Season 4. I mean, Rebirth, you know, I don't know. But I think maybe that's what it is. People are like, oh my God, why is this? And, you know, as you've said plenty of times before, if you can't afford a complete series set, you'll just buy the individual season versions of that said complete series. So maybe that's what it is, where people are thinking they're going to get three sets, the season one set that's been out, and then season two and season three. So maybe that's why they're wondering, oh, why is it together? Maybe they haven't had a chance to pick up the complete series, which why the hell haven't you? I mean, it's been out for over a month now.
Well, and it comes out with the comic, and it's got the nice slip cover. And it's, I mean, granted, the inside sets are exactly the same as what they would be regardless.
Yeah.
But it's just easier to hold on to them. I have season 1, 2, and 3 all separately for the Rhino sets. And then I have the complete series set from Shout. And my Shout set takes up a lot less space. being that it only is a little bit thicker than my season 1 set of Rhinos.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot sturdier. Yeah. I don't like my Rhino sets. Like, I like them for the features that aren't included on the shot ones, yeah. But I don't like them overall.
But you know, people, I've said this plenty of times before, especially with Shout Factory. You'd be paying the same amount of money for season one Beast Wars and then the season two, season three. For those two DVD sets, you'd be paying the same amount of money as if you just dropped whatever it is, $30-$40 on the complete series set. So just get the complete series set.
Yes, do it. Do it now.
Yes.
And with that, we are going to sign off for probably a couple commercials, and then we'll be right back with ETF Prime.
You are listening to All Things Transformers. Maximals, maximize!
Emerging from the dark humor that was the Beast Unleashed podcast, Steve Megatron, TF2N Mike, and Pecan Court Michael move on to Transformers Animated, coming June 26, 2011, Transformation Animation Podcast. 15 podcast episodes covering all three seasons of Transformers Animated and the awesome toy line as well. We will also have cast and crew interviews, so get tapped this summer with the GeekCast Radio Network's next Transformers franchise podcast, Transformation Animation Podcast.
Decepticons, transform and rise up!
Ah, welcome to my throne room, fugitives. The Beast Unleashed podcast is over, not gone. You can hear more of this great podcast discussing all the episodes of Beast Wars and Beast Machines on GeekCastRadio.com. We include voice actor and writer interviews with stellar hosting by Steve, Mike, and Michael. Head on over to iTunes or the net, or else I will send you my vehicles to extract your spark and destroy you. Yes.
Soundwave, jam that transmission!
Rumble Frenzy, Ravage Rat Bat, Eject, Operation Interference.
No, there will be no Operation Interference. I am TFG1 Mike, and you should be listening to my very first podcast, the TFG1 Podcast. 24 episodes covering the entire U.S. run of the 1984 Transformers cartoon. I also have a few supplemental episodes and an interview with Stan Bush. I bring in guest hosts who will be full-time co-hosts in Steve Megatron and fan of the show, now co-host Pecan Court Michael. So check out the TFG1 Podcast. You can find it on iTunes and the web at www.geekcastradio.com. Transform and roll out!
Now back to All Things Transformers.
We are back here on All Things Transformers, and before we get into the TF Prime episode discussion, I ordered a Puggleformer from Cali. July was one of her commission months. The next time she does that is September, and I wanted something different this time around. I didn't want to just go with, oh, let me get a Beast Wars character, oh, let me get a G1 character, oh, let me get a Shattered Glass character. So, because I am so engrossed into Transformers Prime right now, I had her make me Transformers Prime RC Puggleformer, and this thing is so cool. This thing looks just like RC from the show. She's mostly blue. She's got the little pink and red head crest and the little pink things on the side of her face. One thing that Callie did with this one is something new. She actually hand-painted the eyes Autobot blue. So that was an experiment for her this time around, and it's just very, very cool. And I had her outfit RC with a smirk instead of a heart face. She has a smirk for smirk smile type of thing. So that's very cool. Everybody needs to go over to DeviantArt, check her out. She does great, great stuff with her plushes. And now we're getting into the Transformers Prime episode discussion.
Yes, and starting off the discussion, we'll be jumping into Crisscross.
Yes, because neither Steve nor I really realized that the last Transformers Prime episode we talked about was Operation Breakdown. So we have three episodes. This is almost like a preview of Transformers Prime Time. It's like we have three episodes to talk about. In Crisscross, basically what happens is Mech and Arachnid team up. Who stalks RC and Jack and Jack's mom. Jack's mom ends up getting kidnapped. And, of course, RC and Jack have to save her. Mech trap RC. And they're like, oh, we have no time, so it's best to cut and run. So let's just cut her heart out and go. Jack has to find his rescue his mom. He finds her but doesn't rescue her in time because Arachnid only gives him 6 minutes to rescue her. Battle between RC and Arachnid ensues. Arachnid ends up scanning one of the helicopters that shows up because Agent Fowler shows up. Jack had pickpocketed Silas for his GPS communicator. But Arachnid scans one of these helicopters. And Silas from Mech is watching. He's like, oh, so that's how it's done. And he doesn't say anything else. All of a sudden, the whole bunker around him just goes dark. So, basic thing, story A with Jack is that his mom finds out that he's coming home late. She grounds him, can't even use RC, blah, blah, blah. At the end of the episode, obviously because June has seen the robots, she has seen Arachnid, she has seen RC in action, they take June to the Autobot base. And the only thing she can do after seeing the entire team is wave, and the episode ends. Thoughts?
Not a bad episode overall.
No, there's a lot of really, really good action in this one.
I like how Silas is a little bit more involved, unlike the movies and TF Animated. I like the humans in this.
Yeah, the humans in that. Like, June is a little... we'll get to that here in the next episode after Crisscross, but... June's a little meh, but other than that, the humans in this show are probably the best humans ever in Transformers cartoon history.
I will most certainly agree, and I thought it was kind of interesting to see in this episode that the Autobots have a very good pickpocket, and Arachnid, it was funny to see her get cemented.
Oh, man, that was an amazing image. That was so cool.
It was really good graphics on that. And then I liked how she kind of flipped in the air, turned into a helicopter, and got the hell out of there.
Yep.
Overall, good episode. I mean, it wasn't one of my favorites, but it wasn't a bad one either.
Yeah, no. And the next episode we have is Metal Attraction. This is episode 18. And
the gist of this is the Autobots try to claim a magnetic weapon called a Polarity Gauntlet before the Decepticons can get to it.
Yeah, this one was pretty funny.
It was funny, and it was robot funny, and except for where Jack's mother tried to, for one, tell the kids what to do, or how's that fair? If he can't, if she can't go, you can't go.
Yeah, and that's what I meant a second ago about she kind of gets a little wishy-washy and she kind of goes over the top a little bit.
And she wants to date Optimus Prime.
I didn't wear my heels.
Oh, God.
And he's like, oh, God, go away.
So many jokes. Anyway, bad fan fiction comes up right there.
I am Optimus Prime, and I need kiss play.
Oh, wow. So, this metal polarizer, or magnetic polarizer thing, it goes off, and Arcee and Bulkhead are stuck to each other. Hence, the name of the episode, Metal Attraction.
Ha ha, ha ha ha.
This is basically a rival episode. You have Arachnid and Breakdown on the Decepticon. Well, Arachnid's in the middle, but technically she is a con for the most part. And Breakdown going against their two rivals, Arcee and Bulkhead. I really like this one. So far out of Transformers Prime, there really isn't an episode I don't like overall. The action in this is great. The twist at the end of this was just amazingly hilarious. Because Breakdown, after failing the first time because he let himself get captured, he goes back to Megatron, and Megatron's like, "You dare come back here empty-handed? No, Lord Megatron." And he turns around, and Arachnid is magnetized to him.
That was quite funny.
Oh, God. Yeah. It was very, very funny. Overall, Metal Attraction is... it's really well done. They're not... I mean, I know that they've kind of already set up the character development between the rivalries. I hope they kind of get away from the rivalries. I know that the next episode we're talking about really doesn't have anything about rivalries between Autobots and Decepticons, but I hope they kind of step away from the rivalry thing, because we don't want this to be, you know, Transformers Celebrity Deathmatch every episode.
It's Transformers Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Yeah. So the next one, or the final one, do you have any other thoughts on Metal Attraction before I move on?
I like how they shot each other and it just kept bouncing off.
Yeah, that was cool.
It was like ting, 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 ting. And I was like, yeah. And I like the fact that, God, what the hell is that Decepticon's name? Breakdown had his eyeball smashed out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very cool. Moving on to Rock Bottom. This basically is Arcee, Bulkhead, Jack, and Miko investigating a Decepticon strip mine for Energon that was supposedly stripped clean. Megatron and Starscream arrive shortly after, and Megatron accuses Starscream of hoarding Energon and reveals that he knew about the Air Commander's other treacherous acts, including the attempted revival of Skyquake. Starscream begs for mercy, but escapes when Megatron is distracted by the arrival of Jack and Arcee. Basically, this episode is exactly what the title says, Rock Bottom. Because of all the blasting, a cave-in starts in the mine, Bulkhead has to hold it up. I will say that... I have never not liked Miko. I get why some people don't like her. But I really felt sorry for her in this one. I mean, she's, you know, between her and Jack, they're the only humans, and she's really trying to save Bulkhead. The emotion between... I think the writers really set up the emotion between the two, and Bulkhead just wants her to get out of there, but she's not going to abandon him. I like that loyalty in her. So there's that. What else about Rock Bottom? I only actually wrote down two notes. My first note was Megatron knew everything.
Oh, yeah, he's a badass.
Yeah, he is super badass. And is it just me, or was Starscream more the whiny G1 bitch this episode?
Oh, yeah, I felt that fully this time.
I mean, like, this is the first time Starscream this is the first time Steve Bloom's Starscream has taken on the whiny, groveling thing. I mean, every other time since Megatron has been back so far, Starscream has been like, yeah, you know, just appeasing him. Yes, Lord Megatron. Yes, Lord Megatron. And he'll walk away and he'll mumble to himself about, you know, eventually taking over, blah, 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 blah. But this one, I swear, you could put G1 Starscream on the left-hand side of the screen and Prime Starscream on the right-hand. It'd be the exact same thing. I don't dislike it, but I find it hilarious.
Yeah, I liked how he got kind of showed up like, you're my bitch, you're going to die. And then it got interrupted because the Autobots happened to get in the way.
Yep. What do you like about Rock Bottom?
Megatron becomes helpless for a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I like that scene with him and Jack. I really do, because it shows just pretty much basically just Megatron's head. And then he and Jack are talking about, you know, Megatron's like, oh, just finish me off, and blah, blah, blah. If Optimus Prime was here, and he was in my position, I'd finish him off. And Jack's like, but would Optimus do that to you, though? You know?
Yeah.
And again, it's the humans that are making the Decepticons think. Kind of like, even though people hate it, kind of like Carly. You want to be Sentinel's bitch? Go ahead and sit here. I'm sorry. I get the same vibe between the speech between Jack and Megatron here. I don't know if it was because of Jack drilling stuff around the area to get to Bulkhead and Miko. I don't know if it was because of that, but Megatron, where his head is, it looks a little loose there. And then after Jack leaves, Megatron's hand actually comes up, like by his chin, comes up and just starts pulling at the rocks to try to free himself. And of course, as we find out later, he does free himself. But I like this one. I like how TFW and everywhere else is like, oh, this is the episode title. Speculate all you want. And then it's not anything that everyone thinks it's going to be. Convoy was a perfect example of that. This, you know, is a perfect example of that. So is Metal Attraction.
Well, and then even the next episode, Partners.
Yeah. Well, it has been revealed that they are going to go more into Optimus and Megatron's story within the show.
Now, they only have, what, 6-7 episodes left in season one?
Yeah, it was a 26-episode pickup. Yeah,
I believe.
There's only like 6 or 7 episodes left, yeah.
And then, if you notice, Prime hasn't been in the last few.
Yep.
Peter Cullen's busy.
Well, yeah.
Working his ass off.
Well, look at Frank Welker. You know, he wasn't in from episode 6 to episode, 12 or 13? So he was out for 6 episodes, so I mean, you know, I don't know.
Very true.
I guess they're busy. I don't think it's... I hope to God it hasn't been leaked, because if it was leaked and we didn't get the exclusive, I don't think it has been, but we do know that David Kay will be doing something in this show before the end of the first season. So I'm really excited to see what David gets to do.
And it'll be between Optimus and Megatron.
Oh, will it?
He said something. Well, I don't know if it is, but he said he's working with them anyway.
Right, yeah. So I'm really excited to see what that is. And like I said before, so far there isn't an episode of this series that there, outside of like minor nitpicks, there really isn't an episode of this series where I have a major issue with anything that they've done so far.
No.
I mean, there isn't even really, for me personally, just watching the show, there hasn't really been a filler episode. I mean, yeah, I think I commented on like Speed Metal or Masters, and I commented on one of the earlier episodes that I thought it was a little bit of filler, but I mean, just going back and I've been going back and watching episodes here and there, and there really isn't that much filler. I mean, yeah, some of the human stuff is a little weird, but I mean, the humans themselves are great. I like Fowler when in Crisscross, when Black Arachnia scans his helicopter, he's like, oh, not again. I like how they make the Transformer scanners. If you're in a if you're in a vehicle, you're going to feel that you're being scanned. I like that. I like that they don't just, you know, gloss over.
Yeah.
How that is. What I think would be really interesting, I don't think that they would ever do this, but I think would be really interesting if they scanned, like, say, three or four Autobots scan. Well, I know Skyquake did it, and I know I keep wanting to call her Black Arachnia. I know Skyquake and Arachnid did it with Fowler in a vehicle. I think it would be really cool if somehow they got part of Fowler's personality.
Oh, wow.
Well, it goes back to if you're scanning something, it goes back to what I said a second ago about they're scanning something, but they're not just throwing away the fact that the human's in the vehicle. So, like I said, it's almost like they're scanning the vehicle and the human. So you would think, kind of like Rogue in the X-Men, when she touches someone, she not only gets their powers, if she touches them long enough, she'll get their memories. So you would think that somehow they'd work that. I know that's a far-fetched idea for Transformers, but I think it would still be cool. It'd be funny, at least. It'd be good. It'd be for a good laugh.
Yeah, I could see that.
So what else?
I think that's it.
Yep. Short episode this time around.
Yeah, but we did do a TF Dark of the Moon last episode, so.
Yes.
So, not really anything big coming up. I am not going to TF Con due to other arrangements that are supposed to happen around the same time, and not having any money. So, yes, that sucks. Better luck next year. But yeah, I think that does it for this week. We will return sometime next week after the next TF Prime episode, which is Partners, in which the team is surprised to learn that Starscream wants to become an Autobot.
Oh, Lord.
That's the description. So, yes, let that fester in your mind. Is this Armada all over again?
Never mind. No.
It happened.
Oh, no, you need to edit that. You need to edit in a bleep for what you just said right there. No, this is not Armada all over again. No.
No bleeps are available. Sorry. So yes, anything else you're looking forward to this week in Transformers?
Now that I know that Exiles is actually out on Amazon, I'm going to go look that up and see how much that is and see if I can get my hands on it eventually. Because I didn't think it was out yet. I thought it was still on the horizon. Watching more animated episodes for TAP in the next couple weeks. And just more Transformers Prime stuff.
Pretty much the same here.
Yep.
So I think that does it for this week on All Things Transformers version 2.2. And yes, I'm not very prepared, so suck my balls.
Over to geekcastradio.com. You can comment on each episode post. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Call the voicemail line. Tell us to show you the message for and your name. 502-526-5821. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow at Predicon Empire. Mine is TFG1Mike. What is your Twitter?
FCP21.
Become a fan of Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekCast or Radio Network. And I guess we will talk to you next time on All Things Transformers. I don't know. Sign off, Megatron. What do you got?
Bite me.
There you go, folks. Show's over. It's over.
Train wreck.
We will kill them all.
I wish to speak to my lawyer.